Hot rock radio, all the hits, all the time, all the same.
You're listening to Vince Vinyl on 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek.
Looking all around me, what do I see? Lots of changing faces and lots of things to be. But I'm happy just to be a part of all I see. As I turn round to look at you and you look back at me.
man, that is a beautiful song. That's a track called Look At You, Look At Me from the first solo album from Dave Mason after he left the band Traffic. Had a chance to see Dave Mason live at the Redwood Run a year ago, an outdoor show at a gorgeous natural amphitheater right on the Eel River. He's been doing it a long time, but that cat can still rock it up. Very memorable show. I got to do a message real quick, but the Cisco Kid is straight ahead. Stick around.
You want a car?
This old clunker just doesn't cut it.
Got lots of debt?
I'm suffocating in a mountain of bills.
Credit not so good?
Not since I got behind on that big fat tailpipe for my Civic.
Good credit. Bad credit. No credit. It doesn't matter.
You need some quick cash. Here's how you get it. Get a job!
That's right, get a job! No matter what your situation, you can actually get money for the things you want by working!
Gee, maybe I should stop watching Ricky Lake.
He my baby daddy!
Thanks!
Get a job!
swinging on the bridle rein. Call my tie-yi-yuppie, tie-yi-yuppie-yuppie, yeah. Call my tie-yi-yuppie, tie-yi-yuppie-yuppie, yeah.
Sorry. ourselves, we were acting like a child, innocent and in a trance, a dance that lasted for a while. You read my eyes just like a diary. Oh, remember, please remember. But what's more, well, if I hurt you, then I hate myself. I don't wanna hate myself, don't wanna hurt you. Why do you choose that pain if you only knew how much I love you? No, well, I won't be your winter. It's I
Try. be long, long. Thing gonna change. Sometime in the middle of the night, I get so lonely, so lonely, so lonely. Thing gonna change. Thing gonna change. Change, change, change. On up the road, baby, thing gonna change, 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 baby. Your time now, baby, but after a while, gonna be my time, my time, babe. Thing gonna change. Change, change, change. Change, change, change. Thing gonna change. Yes, it is.
John Lee Hooker and Change. Yep, that was Carlos Santana helping out there. Your Winter was from Sister Hazel, and that was Van Morrison doing Out on the Western Plain, a very unusual track from that cat, who usually takes himself so seriously. It was War starting the set with Cisco Kid. Howdy y'all, Vince Vinyl here, in an unfamiliar Sunday afternoon slot. Couple hours into it now and starting to feel good, but I'm just not used to this daytime stuff. A delightful day it is, though. A little breezy, but temperatures are in the upper 60s to low 70s throughout the KCUF hood. Winds should taper off and temperatures go up about 10 degrees as we head into the work week. Not bad for October 4th. Don't go away, just need to get in a quick public service announcement.
Hi, I'm Vance Manstrong, and I'm here to warn you about the dangers of taking the wrong drugs. Taking the wrong drugs can cause problems with short-term memory and long-term memory. Or my name isn't Vance Manstrong, and I'm here to warn you about the dangers of taking the wrong drugs. Taking the wrong drugs can cause problems with short-term memory and long-term memory. Or my name isn't Vance Manstrong, and I'm here to warn you about the dangers of taking the wrong drugs. Taking the wrong drugs can cause problems with short-term... Thank you.
Now, here's the Zep.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my life. Made up my mind, make a new start. Going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we're all the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. I wondered how the horror could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin. Say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La la la. You ride a white mare in the footsteps of dawn, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard. We'll be right back.
California girl, I've been pedal to the metal and be boogieing all night long. California girl, I've been paddling to the metal and be boogieing all night long. There ain't no need to be talking about the weather, and there ain't no beat that's got that golden rare beat. No, all the poppies in the world wouldn't make me lazy. Listen to California bands that always got me stomping my feet. California is a place to be. Well, there's not another state that can satisfy me. You don't agree, you haven't seen it for yourself. Throughout the lands, across the whole wide world, there ain't nothing prettier than a California girl. I'm a pedal to the metal and be boogieing all night long.
California girls, ain't you glad we're still a
Yep, guilty as charged. Got carried away with that whole California thing there. That last piece, California Girls, was from Gretchen Wilson. And the Frine Brothers, the best biker band on the planet, did California Bound. An English guy with a German name, it was Manfred Mann, that did California. And Led Zeppelin did Going to California. I know, enough already. Agreed. Okay, then. Just after 2:30 in the afternoon, this is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek. I'm Vince Vinyl, and be assured the government is well aware who you are, so don't try to get away. I just got to do this quick message. Stay with me.
Yes, love hurts. It can hurt emotionally, but more important, it can also hurt you physically. It can hurt you in a way which nobody who owns a hot tub and lives in California can afford to be unaware of. Yes, I'm talking about California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. This painful, incurable disease can make an enjoyable soak in a hot tub with family, friends, and dog into a literally unforgettable experience. If you catch California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, not only will you walk around feeling like you're about to pass a twisted sardine can lid, you'll also smell like a pile of burning tractor tires. So don't jump out of the frying pan and into the hot tub, because if you get California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, it'll really burn your ass.
This has been a public service message brought to you by the Citizens Against CHTRG Foundation. California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. We're not going to take it sitting down.
Bob Darley's House of Booze and Beer. We're talking tasteless adult entertainment.
Featuring the nastiest hoes.
We're talking nasty, stanky, skanky, freaky,
freaky,
stinky hoes. Who wants a classy bitch when you could have two nasty hoes? We're talking two nasty hoes for the price of one.
Bob Darley's House of Boots
and Beer. Table dance was two for $10. Make her do a nude on the mechanical bull for $2.50 a ride.
Nude on the bull.
Ice cold pitchers of beer, only 75 cents.
Bob Darley's House of Booze and Beer.
Over 250 of the nastiest pitches on 8 stages of 5 hanging cages. New VIP and the rodeo room.
Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Tasteless adult entertainment.
Yeah, tasteless.
Bring your old lady in for amateur nude bull riding.
With over $53 in cash and prizes.
Bob Darley's House of Booze and Beer. Nasty bitches, skanky hoes, cold beer. We're partying. What are you doing?
I've been walked by the rain, driven by the snow, I'm drunk and dirty. Don't you know that I'm still willing? Out on the road, late last night, I see my pretty Alice in every headline. Alice, Dallas, Alice. And I've been from
Tucson to Tucson, Gary. The hatchet beat a ton of fog.
If you give me weed, white, and wine, and you show me a sign, and I'll be willing to be moving.
the hatchet beat a ton of fun. Driven every kind of rig that's ever been made. Driven the back row so it wouldn't give way. And if you give me we'll be right back.
starts with one thing.
I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I'm designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to, didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard. Try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so far. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard and got so far.
Places I remember all my life. Though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places had their moments with lovers and friends. I still can recall. Some are dead and some living. In my life, I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. Thank you.
stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. In my life, I love you more.
Don't we miss that guy? That's John Lennon. He would have been 69 on Friday, if only. October 9th, John Lennon's birthday, ought to be a national holiday. It was Linkin Park doing In the End. The Grateful Dead did Morning Dew. And Linda Ronstadt did a pretty nice job on Willin', a Little Feat song.
It's the Vince Vinyl Show on KCUF, Boulder Creek.
Say we go now live to Reno, Nevada for this press conference with Iron Mike Tyson already underway. Mike has just been asked about why he's still in the game after so many setbacks.
My objective of fighting is to be the ultimate professional. And the objective of being a professional, regardless whatever happens in my life in general, my job, the job has to be done, regardless whatever happened. My mother died, somebody I love died, the job has to be done. And that's the sign of being a professional.
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you. Don't fucking yell at me. Well, like I said before, ever since I was 12 years old, I was groomed not only just to be, as you see, physical, you know what I mean? To be very intellectual and handle the pressures that comes with boxing. You know what I mean? Like the groupies, like the people that, like the reporters, you know what I mean? I'm not saying all of you because a lot of reporters are my friends, but a lot of you are assholes.
Thank you for that, Mike. You are indeed a professional.
The best hit music. Every time you turn us on.
Every time you turn us on.
Say, all of us here at the station are thinking of Miss Kelly today, and I want to dedicate a couple of Neil Young tracks to her memory. Kelly Lewis, lovely wife of longtime KCUF brother Mark Lewis, passed away last week. And she is and will continue to be missed by all who knew her. Right on, Mark, and rest in peace, Kelly.
Somewhere on a desert highway, she rides a Harley Davidson. Her long blonde hair a flying in the wind. She's been running half her life. The chrome and steel she rides, colliding with the very air she breathes. The air she breathes. Somewhere on a desert highway, she rides a Harley Davidson. Her long gone hair flying in the wind. She's been running half her life. The chrome and steel she rides, colliding with the very air she breathes. The air she breathes.
Motorcycle mama, won't you lay your big spike down? Motorcycle mama, won't you lay your big spike down? I always get in trouble when you bring it around. Motorcycle mama, won't you lay it down?
As long as I keep moving, So I'd rather go and journey where the diamond crescent's glowing, and run across the valley beneath the sacred mountain, and wander through the forest where the trees have leaves of prisms and break the light in colors that no one knows the names of. And when it's time, I'll go and wait beside a legendary fountain till I see your form reflected in its clear and jeweled waters. And if you think I'm ready, you may lead me to the chasm where the rivers of our vision flow into one another. White cascading waters, she may beg, she may plead, she may argue with her logic and mention all the things I lose that really have no value. In the end, she will surely know I wasn't born to follow.
When all is said and done, you This is your personal nurse on KCUF. Hope you can catch my show weekdays at noon, here on the hottest sounds in town. I talk to celebrities, experts, discussing sex, love, relationships, and health issues for KCUF listeners. My guest in the studio last week was Dr. Jessup Belfruitcake, a senior fellow at the Boulder Creek Human Sexuality Research Facility. Dr. Belfruitcake fielded several phone calls on a wide variety of issues. Here's a sample.
Hi, I'm Janine from Newport Beach. Here's my question. My husband's a slob. How can I get him to clean up his act?
God, if a person is nasty, they're just going to be nasty. You're not going to take somebody and make them over. He wants to wear the same damn underwear. I know men to wear the same damn underwear for a week at a time and won't even change that damn underwear. Does she think she's going to change him? She's not going to change him. The only thing she's got to look forward to, he's going to get worse.
Hi, my name's Connie from Long Beach. My husband constantly wants sex. What should I do?
Well, just let us say no. Say, hell no. I don't want it, and that's all there is to it. Go stick it out the window.
Hi, my name's John from Detroit, and I had a question. My wife wants to go to a nudist colony for a vacation. What do you think?
She wants to go to a nudist colony? What does she want to do? See some new penises? Is that the idea? She wants to take a good look at a whole array of penises? God almighty, what people won't do. She's not satisfied with the one she's got.
Hi, my name is Karen, and I'm from Detroit, Michigan, and I have a big dilemma. I'm in love with my boss, but my boss is married. What should I do?
His wife ought to come up there and beat the out of her. That's what should happen, yeah.